May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 687. Ye broken hearts all, who cry out unclean, and taste of the gall of indwelling sin, lamenting it truly, and loathing it too, and seeking help duly, as sinners must do. Hymn 687.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Word of God in the book of Joshua, chapter 14, and a few verses in chapter 15. Joshua, chapter 14. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes of and for the half tribe. And Moses had given the inheritance of two tribes and an half tribe on the other side Jordan. But unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them. For the children of Joshua were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save the cities to dwell in, with their suburbs for their cattle and for their substance. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again, as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's for ever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron, for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kiriath Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. We now have, as we go into chapter 15, the bounds of the inheritance of Judah. But we come read again from verse 13 to 19. Verse 13 of chapter 15. And Caleb, and unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh, he gave a part among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron. And Caleb drove thence three sons of Anak, Shishaiah, and Hahiman, and Talmah, the children of Anak. And he went up thence to the inhabitants of Debir, and the name of Debir before was Kiriath-Sepha. And Caleb said, he that smiteth Kiriath-Sepha and taketh it, to him will I give Aser my daughter to wife. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Aser his daughter to wife. And it came to pass, as she came unto him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field. And she lighted off her ass. And Caleb said unto her, what wouldest thou? Who answered, give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a south land. Give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. Here then, we lay the reading of God's word. May bless it to us and help us now in prayer. Kind, gracious, almighty Lord God of heaven and of earth, once more again thy goodness and mercy is extended out to us each. We're favoured and spared and blessed with sufficient health and strength to present ourselves once more in thy house. And dear Lord Jesus, we do plead with thee to come and abide with us. We plead with thee, dear Lord Jesus, to make thy presence to be known and felt. And that indeed, we, little company of poor sinners, may worship thee in spirit and in truth, yea, in the very beauties of holiness. We do ask, dear Lord Jesus, that thou wilt be found here in our midst this day. Be in divine control. Be the master, dear Lord, of this assembly. And dear Lord Jesus, do grant to us that gracious anointing, that anointing power of thy Holy Spirit, so that, Lord, we may hear as for eternity, we may hear to the prod of our souls, we may hear to the honour and glory of thy great and holy name, and that a poor man may be anointed to speak. Lord, have our lips touched with a live coal from off the heavenly altar, to dip our foot in oil, to be made acceptable unto the brethren. Dear Lord, we look to thee for these blessings, but we cannot in and of ourselves produce them. We cannot manufacture them, Lord. They are of thy goodness, mercy and kindness, and we pray thou bestow them upon us. Lord, not for our sakes, but for thine own great namesake, for thine honour and glory and thy eternal praise. Then, dear Lord, do come and meet with us here this day. Lord, we pray then for that blessing of God that makes rich, adding no sorrow therewith. Do pray, Lord, that thou wilt help us and be with us and undertake for us. Knowest, dear Lord, ere we would come as the exalted by the psalmist to enter into thy courts with praise. And dear Lord, we do desire to humbly acknowledge all thy goodness and kindness to us, both in the things of providence and of grace. Thy mercies to us are very great in providence. Let us supply and hast supplied all our needs, our food and drink, the raiment, the beds we lie on, the roof over our heads. Indeed, many mercies, favours, comforts, blessings, which we have and receive. And we thank thee for them. We bless thee. We acknowledge thy goodness and kindness thus to us. Pray then that thou be with us now and help us, dear Lord, this day. Oh, we thank thee also, Lord. We thank thee for the means of grace, the house of God. We thank thee for the open Bible. We thank thee, Lord, that it's a Bible we can read in our own language. And oh, to be given that heart and mind to read it more, to understand it more. Lord, then do appear. Oh, but we do desire to acknowledge, like the dear Apostle Paul said, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Lord, to that we desire heartily to say amen and amen. Lord, then do graciously help us and be with us, we pray. Lord, thou knowest then just how each one comes and has come to chapel this morning. We do pray, Lord, that thou wilt meet the cases of thy people, that thou wilt hear and answer the cries of thy remnant. Ah, Lord, we do pray that there may be something done in thy great and holy and worthy name this day. Oh, we read and think of those what we term as the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. O Lord, and may then these blessings be bestowed upon us here this day. Thou knowest, Lord, then the case of each and every one. Those have come crying for some token for God, some token of thy special love, to show me that my sins are all pardoned and forgiven and washed away and cleansed in that precious, blessed fountain of thy blood, Lord Jesus. Do then hear and answer prayer. Do help us, Lord. Be with us then and draw near and nigh unto us. We do pray, Lord, that there may be that portion for seven and also for eight, so that none are sent empty away. Lord, do come then. Open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing here this day. Oh, we do lovingly commit and commend to thee. Ye Lord, this little cause of truth, do bless them together. Do bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace. May thy goodness pass before them and be very near. Oh, and feed their souls with the bread of heaven, with the water of divine life. We pray for our friends here that bear office. Do help them and uphold them. support them and undertake for them and be all that they need. Lord, and we pray for those, Lord, at the other end of life journey, the little ones. Lord, some of them, Lord, are babies in arms. There's little ones, Lord, little ones that have just started school. Lord, and there's older ones that still go into school. And Lord, they all need thy help in their varied paths in life. We do pray that thou wilt remember them. Oh, and keep and preserve them, Lord. Keep them, preserve them from all harm and dangers. Lord, and there's many dangers, no doubt, that are found in the playground. But Lord, there's also those dangers that are found in the classroom. And we do pray that thou wilt bless them and help them. And if they're not sure of what they hear the teacher putting forward to them, oh, that they may go home and ask their parents if these things are right, if these things are true. Lord, do bless them, we pray, and do preserve them, and do help them. Lord, we often think of that little prayer. We haven't got beyond it ourselves. Gentle Jesus, meek and mild, look upon a little child. Pity my simplicity and suffer me to come to thee. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt hear their prayer. Lord, do be with them. Lord, we do pray thou wilt remember our dear young friends that were joined together in marriage the other day. We pray thou wilt be with them and go before them, Lord, in life's pathway and the untrodden steps. Be their guide and their counsellor, and do keep them and preserve them. And Lord, in the appointed time, do bring them home to their home in peace and safety. And Lord, and do watch over them. Lord, do help us then to pray for one another. There are those, Lord, in thy people that may be here, unaware, but certainly, Lord, there's some, Lord, in old age and infirmity that can no longer get into thy house. We pray that thou'lt remember them and bless them and help them. And Lord, there's thy people here and there, some we know of, many we don't. Lord, some walk in bereavement's path, comfort their hearts. Some stood around a grave in the week past. Some are to stand around the grave in the days of this week. We do pray thou'lt be very near and very gracious to each and all. Oh, and may not thy people mourn as those that mourn without hope. May there be some sweet, blessed hope that is well with those that are called away from this time state. And we do pray also for those in sickness and affliction's path. Put thy healing hand. Some have been under a surgeon's hand. Bless them, restore, raise up to health and strength. Some, Lord, undergo treatment. Do bless them. Do help us then to pray one for another. And Lord, we pray for Zion, Church of God. Lord, do appear, do raise up a seed to serve thee, to call thee the Redeemer blessed. And oh, that there may be here, Lord, and elsewhere, up and down our land, Lord, the churches and chapels may be filled with true mourners in Zion, souls hungry and thirsting after righteousness. Lord, do be near, do be gracious, we pray. Blessedly help. We ask thee to remember the nation also. Do appear. Our Lord, our Prime Minister has been greatly humbled. Lord, and we do pray that the path may be greatly sanctified. Oh Lord, we read only in the past week, Lord, how that American president, Abraham Lincoln, spoke about being compelled to fall on his knees because there was nowhere else he could go. Oh, that it may be the same with our Prime Minister. Lord, thou art able. Thou art able, Lord. Thou art able to do it for thine own great namesake. Lord, and do preserve this world from war. Lord, thou knowest there are those, Lord, in this world that hold power in the various nations of the earth. There are those, Lord, that provoke one another. Lord, we do pray thou would not allow any of them to do anything silly. Lord, to bring this world into conflict. Gracious Lord, do preserve. Remember, Lord, some of our fellow countrymen that were caught up, Lord, in that terrorist act in the last week. We do pray thou would heal and restore. And oh, that thou would help our police in these operations to prevent further acts of violence. Lord, do then help us. There's many things, Lord, that we should pray for. And Lord, and we feel to come so far short in our prayers. Pray that thou would accept our humble thanks for thy goodness and mercy. We pray thou would pardon our many sins and wash us in that precious fountain of thine own heart's blood. And we pray that thou wilt come now. Fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. So we plead the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn number 414. I long for a concert of heavenly praise to Jesus my God, the omnipotent Son. My soul should awake in harmonious lays, could it tell half the wonders that Jesus has done. Hymn 414.
Thank you.
in a dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. We ask your very prayerful attention to the book of Joshua, chapter 15. I read verse 19. Joshua chapter 15, verse 19. You answered, "Give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a south land. Give me also springs of water." And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. Perhaps should read verse 18 as well. It came to pass as she came unto him that she moved him to ask of her father a field. And she lighted off her ass. And Caleb said unto her, "What wouldest thou?" Who answered, "Give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a south land. Give me also springs of water." And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. I wonder how many of us came into chapel this morning with this desire, this prayer in substance, "Give me a blessing." Here's this Caleb's daughter. Yes, that has been given to Othniel for wife because of that courageous act that he had undertaken and taken and smitten that city of Kirjath-Sepher. And Caleb was faithful to his word. He gave his daughter to this man, to wife. And whilst he gave it to her, why, you see, it reads here, she came to pass that she moved him to ask of her father a field, which was evidently done. But then it comes here that she lighted off her ass, and Caleb said, "What word is that?" And her answer then is, "Give me a blessing. Has given me the south land." But there's something more she wants. Oh, why, and when we stop to think about it, why, especially in those far off days, why any habitation was always fixed around where there was a supply of water, a well or a spring. Why, you go back into the book of Genesis, there particularly, and we read of how Abraham dug many wells, and Isaac, his son also. Why, it reads there about Isaac, he dug the wells, and the enemy came and took them from them. But then he dug one well and they didn't. And he called the name of that Rehoboth, that the Lord hath made room for us. Yes, and what a mercy if there are those here this morning that come. Yes, and because you come to chapel, you come to this chapel because here there is this well, there is this water for your poor, never dying soul. You see, without water, why, men, we would not live. It is death. It is eternal death if we do not drink of water. And and how much more so spiritually. Oh, that we must drink of the waters of the wells of salvation. Why, one's mind goes here to the fourth chapter in the Gospel according to John, where you have the account of the woman of Samaria, where Jesus must needs be go through Samaria. Boy, he comes to this well here, and he says to this woman, "Give me to drink." How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Oh, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, "Give me to drink," thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Why? There's nothing to draw with. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well? Whosoever drinketh this water shall thirst again. But whosoever shall drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And here, dear soul, this text. Give me a blessing. Thou hast given me a land. Give me springs of water. Why, this indeed is a blessing to God's dear people. Yes, to feed under the ministry of God's word. In this spot, this place, here she was, here in this this city here. The husband now, Hophnel, has taken this city, Kir Jathsepha. Gave her this blessing, this piece of land. Yes, it's a south land. The sun shines upon it. But she wants something more. And it may be that there are those here. Yes, have you come to chapel? Do you come to chapel? Yes, with an earnest desire to know more, to have more. Are those glorious things that are spoken of in God's name, where there is this pointing to his redeeming blood and say, "Behold the way to God." Give me a blessing. What would you and I term to be a blessing? The blessing of God that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow therewith. This old, you say, "Well, I do try and pray." And what do you say? Yes. My prayers are so weak, so poor, so feeble. Those feeble desires, those wishes so weak, 'tis Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. Yes. He hasn't told you to stop seeking, as he dear soul. And that's a blessing. What has he said? Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. What has he said by his dear servant, the prophet Isaiah? "I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak in righteousness. I speak those things that are right." You may like to turn here. I will here turn to the Book of Chronicles. In the fourth chapter here, you have this man Jabez, more honourable than his brethren. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed." You know, the dear hymn writer here in hymn 790, he tells us a bit about this blessing, does he not? What is it to be blessed indeed, but to have all our sins forgiven, to be from guilt and terror freed, redeemed from hell and sealed for heaven, to worship an incarnate God and know he saved us by his blood. Yes, dear soul, then you and I will sing that hymn you just sung. With heart and understanding, we will indeed. Yes, I long for a concert of heavenly praise to Jesus my God, the omnipotent Son. My soul should wake in humble lays, could it tell half the wonders Jesus has done. Yes, dear soul, if you and I know what this blessing indeed is, this to have all our sins forgiven. What does the dear hymn writer say to us here? Then mention no more the vengeance of God. The lions of hell, they're roaring no more. We lift up our eyes to his shining abode. Our loudest hosannas his praise shall adore. Yes, we shall know something. Oh, give me a blessing. We shall know something of the answer to that prayer, that request, that petition, shall we not? Dear soul, there's a greater than Caleb here in this text. There's a greater than Caleb here. Give me a blessing. Give me a blessing. Why? I was moved this morning to read here from Luke's Gospel in the first chapter. The first chapter we have where the dear Lord appears to dear Mary. In the city of Galilee to this Mary. Yes, and you know, and see how she's blessed. The angel came unto her and said, Hail thou that art favoured highly. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled, saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. The angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favour with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto thee, unto him the throne of David. Yes. Give me a blessing. Yes, and sometimes you see these, what we've just mentioned indeed was, shall we say, an outstanding blessing. Yes. But dear soul, sometimes blessings, we must not dismiss them as being small. Great and small blessings there are. But so when you and I stop to consider ourselves and what we are, oh, what a mercy it is that the Lord blesses us at all in any way, shape or form. Oh, give me a blessing. This hymn keeps coming to my mind. And yes, and I know I often quote it. gracious Lord, incline thine ear, and my request vouchsafe to hear. Heal my never-ceasing cry, and give me Christ, or else I die. That soul has not got Christ. And my reasoning is this, that there are a good number here in this chapel this morning that have not got Christ. But that doesn't mean that you don't want Christ. That language of that hymn writer, 737, suits you well. Give me Christ, or else I die. And this is what this dear Asia here wants, is a blessing. Give me a blessing. Why, one thinks of the Song of Solomon there in the third chapter. Why, there's the Church of God represented. Oh, and how there she is. Yes. And is this where some of you were last night? In the night? During the night? In the hours of darkness? Anticipating going up to the house of God today? Oh, in substance you was hoping, praying that there may be a blessing for your poor, never-dying soul? And is this a true description? By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. You say, but it says here, I sought him whom my soul loveth. What did Peter say? I'm speaking to those I spoke to a moment ago. Yes, that have not got Christ. That my soul loveth. You say, well, how can they love if they've not got Christ, they've never had Christ? What did Peter say? Yes, whom having not seen ye love. And whilst you and I desire, you may not have seen him with that eye of faith, but you've heard about him. He is, as it says further on in the book, he's the altogether lovely, he's the chiefest among 10,000. His mouth is so most sweet. And it's this blessing you want. Arise now. Yeah. The day dawned. You got up. Oh, yes. And how many have experienced this in the past? God knows. I arise. I go about the city in the streets and the broad ways. I seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. You know, dear soul, the best thing, not having Christ, the best thing after that, dear soul, is to be found seeking for Christ. To be, as Paul says, pressing forward toward the mark of the prize, the high corn of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. What has it said earlier? That I may know him. That I may know him. Oh, give me a blessing. Yes, as another hymn says, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Is that it, dear soul? Is that how you came to chapel? For the Lord Jesus to be revealed to your heart, to your soul, the hope of glory. You see, Paul says there then in Philippians, that I may know him. What do you want to know him for, dear soul? What do you want him to say? Yes. What do you want to reveal himself to you as? Why, you want him to reveal himself to you as your Saviour and your Redeemer, your all and in all. Give me a blessing. Ah, was it read there? May have quoted it in prayer a moment ago. It's in Proverbs. Ah, the blessing of God, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow therewith. Yes, the blessing of God maketh rich. And dear soul, if you have and I have the blessing of God, it will indeed be make our souls rich. Rich in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Give me a blessing. Give me a blessing. I think of Moses. You know, the children of Israel had so grievously sinned against God. They had made a golden calf and fallen down and worshipped it. And the Lord was indeed angry with the children of Israel. But here in the 33rd chapter of the book of Exodus, why we read how dear Moses, he went into the tabernacle and there he prayed. And said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, that thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, has also found grace in my sight. It goes on here, and then dear Moses prays again. Why? That the Lord would be with him. And the Lord answered, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And that's in answer to his request, his prayer. What a blessing. Yes. Here there was and is a gracious God-given promise. And God's promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus the Lord. Dear soul, and as this, he will perform those promises to your poor and ever dying soul and mine. His promises are not empty. Men promise, yes, all sorts of things, but they never come to pass, they're never given. But God's promises are sure. God is faithful to his word. If he has said, dear soul, to you, my presence shall go with thee, then his presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. I know not what anyone particularly may be walking in or passing through or exercised about here in this chapel this morning, but it just seems to abide with me for a moment that my presence shall go with thee. You know, it can be related to so many things. Be related to one expecting to go into hospital for an operation. It can be related to one taking up a new position in life. It can be related to one, yes, going to university. It can be related to one taking up position somewhere in business. It can be related to someone coming, yes, to tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found. It's endless days. Oh, my presence shall go with thee. But I was coming to this, where dear Moses, he prays again with the Lord. Yes, he asks, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Because not see my face, the Lord said, that man see me and live. Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. It shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I'll put thee in the cleft of the rock, and cover thee with mine hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. What a revelation of a suffering Christ, a blessed Saviour, a glorious Redeemer. Yes, who had those stripes laid upon him. What does Isaiah tell us? Therewith, by whose stripes we are healed. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Yes. Let's make sure we've quoted that correctly, because I'm feeling I haven't. But it says to us here in that well-known chapter then, that we surely hath borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, esteem him stricken, smitten of God. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And with his stripes we are healed. What was your prayer? Give me a blessing. Dear soul, if you have such a revelation as this, that I've just described, referring to God's word there in Isaiah 53, then you are and have been blessed indeed. You know what that indeed blessing is? Sins forgiven, pardon sealed, peace with God. What's the response? Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I say, give me a blessing. As given me the south land, give me also springs of water. Oh, you know, God's people are constantly pressing forward toward that mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. It's here a little and it's there a little. It's line upon line and it's precept upon precept. How the Lord opens up his word. To us. Not all at once. No, it's not all at once. It's here a little and there a little. And dear soul, and there's a little revelation here. And then there's another little revelation there. I once heard the late Mr. John Tyler, and he said something like this, that you will be able to judge a little how near you are eternity by what the Lord has revealed to you of his sufferings,
of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, of where you and I have seen him by faith. Not imagination, but by faith. And my memory is correct. He went on to speak like this. He said, have you seen him as that blessed babe in Bethlehem, laid in a manger, who held up heaven and earth while Mary held up him? Seen him in his works here on this earth. But then, you see, you come down to this, dear soul, of his last days here on this earth. Those sufferings so intense that even angels have no perfect sense. I won't go into those things at the moment. But, oh, dear soul, yes. How near. And yet, dear soul, yes, 1,000 years is but as one day. A one day, but 1,000 years. Give me a blessing. Thou hast given me a southland. Give me also springs of water. You know, you see here, he reads that he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. Well, the margin tells us that the nether springs were the lower springs. There's a, and the upper springs, why, spiritually considered, would be and are those spiritual blessings from on high. And those nether springs, those lower springs, those blessings in providence that we must not despise. All his goodness, mercy and kindness unto us day by day and hour by hour. Yes, it is his sovereign mercy that finds us food, is it not? It is. Oh, yes. You know, we come to the table at meal time. We eat. We desire to return thanks to God, the Lord, for his goodness and mercy in supplying our food. Oh, friends, yes, the great mercy, the great blessing. As our health and strength, greater, lesser degree, as God sees fit to bestow upon us. Why, you see some that, yes, they sadly have very afflicted body. Oh, they are very poor and weak. And others, they seem to go along year after year without any serious illness, nothing more than a cold. And they go on. It's all of God's mercy. It's all God's blessing unto us. And again, why, some of you younger ones in here, why, a blessing, the things of providence, your home, and those things that you have in it, they come, do they not, because of God's blessing resting upon you. And to have truly thankful heart to him for all those blessings, all those mercies and favours are bestowed. Yes, and so you might go on. Oh, in those things of providence where the Lord blesses. You know, sometimes you may have something go wrong with the house. Yes, and perhaps there's a big expense. You know, and I'm talking perhaps of thousands of pounds. But, you know, you have to have it done. but a blessing that you and I have got the wherewithal to pay that bill. Ah, yes, and it's very humbling, is it not? Yes, to acknowledge God's mercy and kindness and goodness to us. Yes, for mercies countless as the sand which daily I receive. So those are some of the things of the nether springs. But then he gave her the upper springs. As I said earlier, there's a greater than Caleb here. There's our blessed Lord. Oh, in answer to the cry, the request of his dear people, he gave her the upper springs. Why, he says this to us, does he not? Here in, shall I say, the gospel according to Isaiah. O everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Yes, and he gave her the upper springs. Oh, and yes, and the Lord gives his word unto his people. Oh, every one that thirsteth. Yes, dear soul. Oh, every one that thirsteth. Oh, yes, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Come ye to the waters. Ah, yes, what did the dear Lord Jesus say there to us in John's Gospel? Let him that thirst come. Yes, what's the words in the last chapter, the book in the Bible, the Revelation 22? And the Spirit of the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. And let him that's athirst come. And take of the water of life freely. Yes, all, you see, they're not cast out. They're not cast off. Blessed be his glorious name. Given her the upper springs. Yes, dear soul, and there's those blessings of God that make rich. My mind just goes now to dear Ruth, that dear Moabitess damsel. You know, you read about her here. And why? And here she is. She's come back with Naomi. And now she's found here. She's found in the field of Boaz. And what is she doing? She's reaping. She's reaping, gleaning rather, the ears. Yes, picking up the handfuls of purpose. Gleaning that which the reapers have left behind. And why Boaz inquires who this damsel is. And dear soul, and there's a greater than Boaz here. Our dear Lord Jesus, dear soul, the Lord knows the gleaners that are found in Swayze Chapel this morning. Yes, you say, and what has he done? What does he say? What does he command? Give me a blessing. And he said to her, he said to the reapers, did he not? And let her glean amongst the sheaves. and let her glean amongst the sheaves. We don't see the sheaves today as we did a few years ago. But when the wheat and the barley, etc., was cut, it was tied up in bundles and bound together and stacked together, sheaves, for the wind to blow and dry off the grain in the air. But there, you see, there was some handfuls, something that didn't get picked up and bound in the sheaf. But it was still the barley, it was still the corn, it was still the wheat. But it was there on the ground. And it was left for the poor to pick up. Yes. God's provision for the poor, you see. And here's dear Ruth. She's gleaning amongst the sheaves. Give me a blessing. Yes. He gave her the upper springs. The spiritual blessings. It is, and you come into the house of God. Yes, and you come in to glean a little. To glean amongst the sheaves. These great works of God. The glorious work of redemption. And you say, yes, but I don't really properly understand what that really means, that glorious work of redemption. That sometimes you come into chapel and it's where there's a handful there. Yes, beside this sheaf here that is marked redemption, and there's a little blessed revelation of what these things mean to your poor never dying soul, how Jesus redeemed his people from death, hell, sin, and the grave. The same thing might be said of other things, justification and sanctification. Oh, yes, and to hear this, to glean this, yes, that you're not redeemed with corruptible things, such as gold and silver, but from your vain conversation, but with the precious blood of Christ. And again, yes, that he died for our offences, and he rose again for our justification. Oh, and yes, faith to be given. And you pick up these things, and you take them home, and you're like Ruth, and you beat them out before the Lord at the throne of grace, at the footstool of mercy. Oh, and ask the Lord blessing, and to give you a little more understanding of the things of God. And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. Yes, dear soul. His goodness will find out a way. His goodness will find out a way. He supplies his poor with living, and they shall be satisfied with the fatness of my house. Give me a blessing. For thou hast given me a south land. Oh, give me also springs of water. Ah, yes, the sun shines. But what use is the sun unless there are springs of water? Yes. Ah, yes, dear soul. Why, what is it the dear hymn writer says to us here? If I can find it. He speaks about something of these things, I believe, here. And why is this? Ah, yes. Let him who thirsts for heavenly joys come unto me, the Saviour cries, and drink at my spring head. Leave all your boasting self behind, for For from the Saviour you shall find a glorious life indeed. This is what you say. I come, O Lord, and thirst for thee. Some living water give to me, or I shall faint and die. All other means my heart has tried. All other streams are vain beside, not flow from Calvary. I long, is this the desire? Is this the blessing, dear soul, you want? I long to taste the purple flood and feel the virtue of thy blood and gaze and tarry there. So shall I sweetly sing and pray and serve thee kindly every day without a guilty fear. Give me the blessing. Well, dear soul, if you have a little, if you've just picked up, dear soul, one, yes, little ear of corn, wheat or barley, whatever it may be this morning, you take it home, dear soul, and beat it out, and you'll have the blessing. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £700.20, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Gilbert Hyde will preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day, and he will, God willing, administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service next Lord's Day. And the Oakington Friends hope to hold their Thanksgiving service on Wednesday evening. Let us close with hymn 770. The God that rules on high and thunders when he please, that rides upon the stormy sky and manages the seas. This awful God is ours, our Father and our love. He shall send down his heavenly powers to carry us above. Hymn 770.
Dear Lord, we do pray thy blessing to rest upon thy word, and grant us, Lord, some sweet token for good. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.